Let's open up with a word of prayer. We're going to have a good day today. And it is good to see everybody here today. And let's just ask God to bless our time. Father, we're so thankful for this day. We ask, Lord, you bless our service. And God, we're looking forward, Lord, as we begin to turn the corner to our reopening, regathering, and rejoicing together, Lord. We look forward to that. We just ask you to bless each person today in Christ's name. Amen. We're in this big hollow room, so I adjusted my microphone settings so to make it easier for you all to hear me and stuff. So it is nice to be in the building, and at the close of service, I'm going to talk to you a little more about the phase we're going through here at the church. But I just wanted to share on this beautiful day. It's going to be nice to get out and walk and enjoy the rest of the weekend. I want to share some thoughts with you. And I entitled this Faith in Action, and actually I call it True Spirituality. And to me, it is trying to always remind ourselves what a spiritual person looks like. You know, I was raised in Christianity. I was raised in a pastor's house. And many times what we learned, the masquerade spirituality, was usually the idea of how we dress, what we look like, or whatever, all the outside things. But really, the true test of spirituality is in actions. It is what we do. And I think the church has been called to reach out the community, to help the community, to help each other. It's all about what we're doing for others and things like that. And the book of James, which is one of my favorite New Testament books, very practical book when it comes to things of wisdom. James gets into this conversation. And James, you know, if you don't remember, he is a half-brother of Jesus Christ. He basically did not become a follower of Jesus Christ as God, you know, as Messiah, until after Jesus had resurrected. He eventually became the first pastor of the church in Jerusalem, and he began to craft a lot of writings and words of wisdom that we can live by. And I've always called this kind of like the Proverbs of the New Testament. So, but I'm going to read to you here, and he's going to talk about faith and good deeds, and I'm going to explain what that good deeds are and really what true spirituality looks like. But let me read it here first in James chapter 2, verse 14 through 24. It says, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters? And once again, he's writing to the Christian body. When he uses the reference, dear brothers and sisters, it's not talking to the world at large. He's talking to the family of faith, Christian body. If you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions, what kind of faith can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing. And you say goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well, but then you don't give that person any food or clothing, what good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. And now someone may argue, some people have faith and others have good deeds. I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Everyone, even the demons, believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish can you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions work together. His actions made his faith complete. So if you happen to just, so it happened, just as the scripture says, Abraham believed God and God counted him righteous because of his faith, and he was even called a friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not faith alone. Now, what I want to say here quickly is to clarify something. All through scriptures and the Apostle Paul's teaching in the book of Romans, we know one thing about when it comes to salvation. Salvation is by faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ, what he did for us, without works or anything else that we could do. And sometimes this scripture here seems to be contradictory to what Paul wrote, because now he's adding here works. But I want to make it very clear. We do not have to do any works to get salvation. That's totally by putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. But what James is trying to say here, basically, and he's kind of being somewhat critical, probably of some folks that he knows when he's writing this epistle, he's basically saying is that there are some people that he's observing, and we've seen even today, that are so heavenly minded, so spiritually minded that they're no earthly good. What I mean by that is that they have all the spiritual things. They're students of the scriptures. They may have the right, you know, how do you say, standards of life. You know, they don't, you know, smoke or chew or hang with people that do that kind of thing. They used to say back when I was younger, they have, you know, all the purity of life. They don't get involved in things. They come off as being somewhat self-righteous. And I think what James is trying to say is, it's good, you can be spiritual, and it's good to have all those characters, and it's good to have all those things about you, and it's good to have a separated life, whatever you describe that to be, and it's good that you have conduct and standards that you live by that are godly. But he wanted to say that you can do all those things, but if you don't have action to this, then really is your Christianity an example for others to see? And when I see the phrase here, your faith, and he keeps using that word faith, that's not just talking about the idea of your faith in Christ. He's talking about, you say you're spiritual. You say that you're a good Christian. You know, you go to church, you sing the songs, you give the offerings and stuff. You're doing everything inside the house of God. But he says, but the world doesn't see what you're doing. And so therefore, you're not exhibiting your Christianity, your spirituality for others to see. Our faith, and I truly believe this, is our Christianity and our spirituality is closely linked to how we serve God and how we serve others and how we serve the community and things that we do. I truly believe that the greatest example of the church isn't what we do in the four corners of these walls I'm sitting in, but the great testimony of the church is what we do for each other personally, what we do for the community. One thing we've always prided ourselves, and I say pride ourselves in the right tone, is that we've always been partners with our communities to do things that benefits them. We've done it through this COVID-19, and we're continuing to do it because we truly believe a church, if it's truly spiritual, it'll be a church of action. It'll be a church of service. It'll be a church that really steps out of itself and becomes a community-based organization. You know, we talk about the church. We talk about eventually getting back in our building. We can't wait to get into these four walls. In some ways, the church has actually been more the church the last 2 months than it's been in a long time. What I mean by that, there has been more communication and more technology used to reach out to people than it has when we were in our building. Sometimes we get in our building, we get kind of closed in here. We come in, we walk the halls, we sit down, we sing the songs, you know, we listen to the message, then we go home, we think we did church. I believe that maybe this might have been healthy for us to kind of re-examine who we are, to really understand that as a church, we want to be spiritual, we want to have our faith, but we want to have the good deeds, we want to be doing things for our community, for other people. But I think also what James is talking about here, he's talking about the outgrowth of something. Let me put it to you this way. If you're spiritual, truly spiritual, now you can be a Christian, by the way, and not be really spiritual. You can have your salvation and not be a spiritual being. What I mean by that, you're not living in the spirit per se. And I think that when James writes this, I think the Apostle Paul wrote a verse in the scripture that greatly tells us where good deeds come from, and they actually are the outgrowth of spirituality. When you and I are living for God, walking with God, when we're praying to God, when we're, you know, we're really kind of in tune with God, and I think we've got a lot of that during these last 2 months because we've all had to, you know, take long walks and think about and contemplate life. I think that helps us grow spiritually, but the outgrowth of it is something that produces something that comes out of us, and we call that fruit. And I want to read this passage here. I didn't give it to the guys earlier. I put it in last night. But the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22, 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. And the Amplified Bible writes it this way. But the fruit of the Spirit, the results of his presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, and I like what the Amplified Bible writes this way. It says, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while we're waiting. Kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. And I really believe that when James and Paul, if you connect the dots between the two of them, what they're trying to say is that if you're truly spiritual and you're not just talk the talk, you're walking the walk, When you're truly connected with God, it's going to produce that loving tenderness, that kindness, that patience, that goodness, that faithfulness. And out of that, because it's outpouring of what's in us coming out, that we're going to be able to do things and act in certain ways and do good deeds and things for other people. It won't be a chore to do those things. And I really think that, especially in the course of this last week, with all that's taken place with the riots and all those things, I think it's important for us as Christian people to not only is to show spirituality, but to reach out to our neighbors and show compassion too. And so that's the message for the day. If you get nothing else from this, it's simply this, is that if you're truly spiritual, you want to do stuff, you want to act right, you want to do things for others, you want to have your Christianity be shown more than just a name of a church on a t-shirt. It needs to be in your heart to where wherever you are, even that person at work that irritates you, even that person that you know has given you a bad day, if you see them in need, true spirituality, true faith will act upon that and do something. And that's what I wanted to say for you today. So I hope that was encouraging. I look forward to getting back here with all of us together in this wonderful building. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we're thankful for this day. Lord, I hope the message was encouraging. It unusual and a little bit offsetting just talking to a camera. But God, I thank you so much for this avenue that we have here. And God, help us to use wisdom as we go forward with our church ministry. And I thank you for our faithful people. In Christ's name, amen.